On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Tom Crosdale.
The row over Boris Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament's continuing this afternoon. Michael Gove's the man in charge of getting us ready for a no-deal Brexit. He says the PM's doing it so he can start a new session and lay out his policies.
We need new legislation to improve the NHS. We need to make sure that we're doing more to help with the cost of living. And we also need new laws to enable us to crack down on serious crime.
But some politicians are accusing him of doing it to try and stop MPs from blocking a no-deal Brexit. Gina Miller's a Remain campaigner. She started legal action to try and stop Parliament being suspended or prorogued.
Over the summer, we have had numerous letters from the government saying under no circumstances would they prorogue. It doesn't look as the act of a government that's being very straight on anything, actually, at the moment.
Meantime, Ruth Davidson has quit as leader of the Conservatives in Scotland. She says it's because of Brexit and after starting a family. She has this message for MPs.
To colleagues who want to avoid no deal, vote for a deal. You've had three opportunities. You blew every one of them. Don't blow a fourth. I know the Prime Minister is seeking to get a deal, and I believe him when he says that he's seeking to get a deal.
KMFM News.
A 20-year-old from Whitstable who died on holiday in Croatia has been described as having a kind, loving and gentle soul. Felix Lewis died after being pulled from the sea by his parents. More tests are due to take place in the next few days to try and work out exactly how he died. A homeless man who robbed shops in Folkestone earlier this year, armed with things like screwdrivers and scissors, has been locked up. Kevin Moss, who's 29, has been sentenced to 6 years behind bars. His lawyer said he was trying to fund his drug addiction. Home Secretary Priti Patel's meeting the French Interior Minister later to talk about what they can do to try and sort out the migrant crisis. It's after another 18 people were stopped in boats off the Kent coast yesterday.
KMFM News.
Researchers at the University of Kent say psychological treatment for sexual and violent offenders does work. They looked at 55,000 criminals in five countries and found 13% of those who had undergone a programme re-offended, compared to 19% of those who hadn't. Professor Teresa Gannon is from the uni and led the study. She's told KMFM why she thinks it works.
It's allowing people to reflect on their behaviour and think about their behaviour and think about risky situations in the future that they need to avoid or deal with so that they don't go down the same pathway again.
A 28-year-old woman who used to sleep rough in Dover says she went weeks without eating. Becky Presley has been telling us about her time on the streets and says it was really tough as a woman.
I had to go into like cemeteries and into the woods and stuff, because obviously when you're in doorways and stuff, you see that you're homeless, but that's not safe at all. The women that I know, who I slept rough with, they went through domestic with partners. That resulted in homelessness because they had to leave the partner. And there's also waiting lists, you know, for the domestic shelters and stuff. The trauma and the fear of men makes it hugely difficult, because obviously most substitutes are dominated by men. And, yeah, you're an easy target, really, when you're a woman.
Well, Becky, who struggled with drink for a decade, is now in a house share and works as a dog sitter. This morning, she started a 1,700-mile bike ride to Glasgow and back. She'll be visiting charities and shelters on the way to try and raise awareness of homelessness.
KMFM News.
Crews have been dealing with a house fire in Hythe. They were called to Black House Hill Road around 6 o'clock this morning. We don't think anyone's been hurt. Now, less than 2 weeks before it was supposed to take place, a festival in Broadstairs has been cancelled. The people behind Wheels and Fins say it's because of financial issues and say they should have an update for people who've already got tickets in the next few days. Friendly Fires were supposed to be headlining. At kentonline.co.uk this lunchtime, you can see pictures of the county's newest pub. The owner of the Pig and Sty in Bethersden spent more than £1 million converting it from an Indian restaurant. It opens next month.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Gillingham's game with Bolton will go ahead on Saturday after a takeover of the Jules League One rivals went through. They were facing being kicked out of the league. The captain, Jason Lowe, says they can now focus on the trip to Kent.
It's been a hell of a journey, hell of a learning curve, very stressful, very difficult, but hopefully with it over the line now we can get some normality back. And, you know, slowly but surely rebuild and start talking things football again.
And in cricket, Kent are back in action in the T20 Blast later. Play against Gloucestershire at Canterbury starts at 7. The Spitfires are third in the South Group. That's the latest.